ABC Radio Australia.
We head to fashion and women's prison. No, they aren't two things you'd expect to go together. But a program in Papua New Guinea prison is bringing hope to prisoners by equipping them with skills that inmates can use to start a new life outside in society. Jennifer Jaffetz is the owner of a small medium enterprise, Islands Elegance, providing charity work at the Beyond Prison in Madang Province. She spoke to ABC's Caroline Tierman about fashion and helping out those in need.
I've got a fashion tailoring and designing SME that was established in 2020, and whatever profits that I make from there, 10% of every item goes towards my charity work, and that's to the prison where I run a rehabilitation program at Beyond Correctional Institute in Madang. And also I use some of the profits to do fundraising for cancer wards in PZ as well. So with Allen Elegance, we tailor any custom outfits for any of our customers that wants it. Practically, we tailor Mary blouses, other Pacific outfits like shirts for men and dresses for women. So anything that our customers require, we tailor that. The only thing that makes us different from all the other SMEs is we don't tailor outfits with ready-made fabrics from the shop. So what we do is we purchase plain fabrics and we do our own design. So our prints celebrate the lifestyle that we have in the Pacific Islands. We don't have traditional designs on our fabrics, and that is only because I'm a very strong advocate against exploitation of my traditional designs. We tailor into any Pacific item or Pacific wear that we get orders from for customers within PNG and also in Australia, especially Brisbane and Cairns, Tuvalu, Fiji. So our market is actually extended to other Pacific Islands and in Australia as well.
Earlier you said that 10% of every item you sell goes to your charity work, and one of those is working with women prisoners. Why did you start that?
The main reason why I started serving in prison is because I personally come from a broken home. I come from a place of emptiness, and I relate to the ones in prison the same as me, because they don't, not all the time, they get help from the provincial government or corporate companies outside. And it's really sad to see people are being neglected in certain places like that. And I put myself in that shoe because I am an orphan. I lived almost 28 years without my parents. My parents passed away when I was very young, and it was very challenging for me. So for me to go into that space and lend a helping hand and to show that there are people out there that care for them, I believe when they come out after they serve their term in prison, they can reintegrate into the society with a transformed perspective and ability to earn a new livelihood in a positive way and not to contribute again to what it cost them to go into prison initially.
What is it that you teach or you impart to the prisoners?
So I train designing, printing and tailoring to inmates, especially the juveniles and the female inmates. The reason why I do that is because I am a tailor myself. I teach them what I know best, so that I can equip them with the knowledge for them to come out and use it for their personal development and livelihood when they come out. So I basically teach designing, printing and sewing in prison.
So you started that in 2023. What has that experience been like with the women?
Oh, the experience is very emotional, to be honest with you, Caroline. It's a mixed experience of in terms of feeling for them. They're happy, and they are, for me it was actually emotional to see that. I wish I had done this long time to empower women in there and help them, but for the inmates themselves, they're so excited. And you can see it when I saw it when I came out on my final day. They were crying, and you know, they're asking me if I'm going to go back, and that to me shows that they're happy that certain training is now given to them and makes them look forward to the day when they leave prison, they can utilize the skill to improve their lives outside.
You were saying earlier that what you teach the women, they can make some of those clothes And then do you sell that for them, or how does it work?
That's right. So is I train them how to design and sew their own outfits, and then I sell it for them and then give them straight back to their accounts, which for this year we're going to be opening accounts for individual inmates. And whatever money that is sold by myself in the market that I've created for them, and it will stay in their account when they come out, they can be able to start their own life. So we train, we create market for them, we sell the product for them, and we contribute back to their personal account.
Are they happy?
Oh, they're very happy. When I walked in, they were so happy with what I was teaching them. And I'm actually going to be surprising them with opening of accounts this year. And Caroline, I am so looking forward to see this phase or the reactions of them learning that they will now have personal accounts even in prison, and they will start working hard to start building the financial status in their own accounts. So I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to just sharing that surprise with them.
Prisoners are often seen as shady characters. So why are you working with them?
You're correct. People see our sisters and brothers in prison very differently, and that's because of the nature of what happened that brought them in there. The nature of what happened that always contribute to our economy, a bad economy, or, you know, the crime rate and stuff. But at the end of the day, they're people, they're part of a family. They're brother to a brother, they're brother to a sister, they're sister to a brother, they're mothers to kids, they're grandmothers to kids, and they're just the same as us. Doesn't matter what happens, it's just the walls that are separating us from them and the stigma that's already been there because of the nature of what happened, what they did that brought them in there. But at the end of the day, tables can turn. It could have been me. It could have been you. It could have been someone else that can easily make a certain mistake. If it was us in there, how would we want others to treat us? I don't know how to explain it, but I hope that everybody doesn't see them like that. If they're human beings, they're part of the community. Even when we start accepting them as they are, they will start building the self-esteem that somebody values them, they're appreciated,